This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your holiday hot takes continue here on The Mix. It's Elizabeth and Radar. This is part three. What holiday tradition are you just not a fan of? When we talked about it earlier this week, we had our coworker Reese on, who said she doesn't like Elf. We had a whole
I don't like Reese anymore, by the way.
We love Reese. And so many of you called and you texted in what movies you aren't fans of, Christmas songs. Kim from Franklin said she can't stand Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Kim is the most positive person in the world, and
yes,
I could not believe she said that.
I couldn't believe that.
What?
Well, we put this conversation on our company Slack, which is a program that we use. It's like a text thread where you can quickly converse with your coworkers. And we put up, hey, everybody, take a listen to what Reese said. You'll never guess what her holiday hot take is. Well, our coworkers started putting on what their holiday hot take is. And Sally in sales, one of our account executives, said at 11:23 a.m., Christmas trees, no thanks. And oh my gosh, people went ballistic about it. So
ridiculous.
I said to her, all right, we got to have you on the show this morning. You have to explain this. Sally, good morning.
Yeah, hi guys. I mean, I know this is odd, but it's one of those situations that, you know, I'm just never going to forget about. So my ex-husband was completely obsessed with putting up the Christmas tree every year. He made this humongous deal about it. We had to spend a whole day doing it. It was the be-all and end-all of his Christmas traditions. But the thing is that he wanted nothing to do with anything else having to do with Christmas. He didn't want to spend time with family. He didn't want to buy the kids Christmas presents. He didn't want to get together with people. He didn't want to go see the Christmas lights. Nothing.
So this is why you don't like Christmas trees?
I can't stand Christmas trees and have not had one since.
Oh,
I don't want to look at a Christmas tree.
Wait, you don't even have one for the kids?
No.
Okay,
no,
so let's talk about Santa Claus then. Where does Santa Claus put the presents?
Well, my kids are teenagers, so, you know, Santa can just kind of make his way through the door these days.
And just put it by stockings and just out in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's got to be presents, but it's a little bit more of a casual thing now that the kids are a little bit older.
So your backstory explains it a little bit. It's a little triggering for you because it brings up Christmas past that you don't necessarily want to think about.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like this was such a huge thing to him, but he really, truly, when it came down to it, didn't care about Christmas or any of the normal traditions. It was just this obsession with the tree, and that was the only thing he cared about, and it just kind of ruined the holiday for me a little bit.
Yeah, and this is why when we're doing these holiday hot takes, we're asking people to explain their side of the story, and everyone has their own life experiences, which is where they're coming from, but when you put that in the Slack, Christmas trees for you.
Yeah.
I think everybody dropped their phones when they looked at that text and said, what? Sally doesn't like Christmas trees? But now we kind of understand and perhaps maybe understand why he's the ex-husband.
Exactly. I have my own new Christmas traditions with my family.
Yeah, right. It's all about doing your own traditions and making you happy. Well, thanks for joining the show today, Sally.
Sure, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, I can't believe they have a phone at Mount Crumpet, Sally. You Grinch. You got to be kidding me. That's what I wrote in Slack. I'm like, okay, I didn't realize I worked at Mount Crumpet.
That
you got Grinch
you
up on the mountaintop going,
that
I
is.
Don't want Christmas trees around here.
I feel like we also need to mention, Shannon said that traveling, he said, not necessarily a holiday tradition, but pick a day and stick with it. If you're having to travel to more than two Christmases on the same day, I think that's ridiculous.
Well, get used to it. With kids, that happens all the time. Hurry
that
up.
Is what happens.
We'll open up Santa's gifts, and then we got to leave.
Those holiday hot takes. Never, ever did we think we were going to hear Christmas trees. If you have one that you want to add in, you can call or text the same phone number, 414-432-1099.
Yeah, speaking of that text line, a 262 number texted us. Apparently, you don't want to say your name, but the holiday hot take this person has is eating gingerbread houses. Not a fan of eating gingerbread houses. You don't eat them. You just glue them together with all the icing, and then you sit them out for like 3 weeks and, okay, toss it.
When we were kids and made a gingerbread house, I didn't realize that there was some kind of glaze type thing that my mom put over it to make it set and keep.
Yeah, then it would keep for a long time. Yeah,
I remember trying to pull, I was very little, trying to pull a candy cane off the front door.
Yum.
And I'm like, knocking. I'm like, what is going on? What's happening? Why is the candy cane not coming off?
It's like eating rocks.